Today, of course, the first day of the fall semester at UNC, a big, big day for life in Chapel Hill and business in Chapel Hill as well, especially downtown. Of course, we're also still in the midst of our COVID-19 pandemic, and that's certainly having a massive impact on our community and our business community as well. What is the state of things? We are joined now on the phone by Aaron Nelson, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. CarolinaChamber.org is their website if you want to find out more. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, I'm grateful to join you again.
So what are your thoughts? We've got we've been talking about this, especially in the days leading up to today, is the UNC and being open in campus life is so important for our community and local business, but it's also important for local business that we get on the other side of this pandemic as fast as possible. So what are your thoughts about today?
Well, it's exciting to be on a first day of class like no other. And I really have nothing but praise for our university for as hard as they have worked in prepping and planning to bring our students back as normal as possible. I appreciate their response to the county's concerns by lowering the amount of students living on campus and reducing even further the students that will be in physical engagement with each other. And I've got to trust that with the best experts in the world on epidemiology and infectious disease and communications and marketing, that that the chancellor, a scientist himself, is getting great advice and implementing it with his scientist provost as best as possible.
What do we know about retail sales, not just downtown, but all over Chapel Hill Carrboro?
Well, we've been taking a look to see how this has influenced local retail sales. So we took a look at April. If you remember, April was the first month of total lockdown. And in April, we saw retail sales locally only down 6%. So in Orange County, only down 6%. That may surprise some folks, but if you think back on it, you probably spent more on grocery or hardware. And when you order it from Amazon and it gets delivered to your house, sales tax does get paid to the state, to Orange County. In May, however, retail sales were down 20% compared to previous Mays. And I think that is a result of no graduation, all of the student move-out activities had already taken place. When we look across the state, other counties with colleges like Watauga or Pitt saw similar reductions, but counties that without universities held pretty even in their May retail sales. The greatest beneficiary is Chatham County. Chatham County saw retail sales up in March, up in April, up in May. Substantial increases in retail sales for Chatham County. And that's a result of people ordering products to their home or shopping closer to where they live.
How does that compare? And I don't know if you've got the numbers right with you, but how does that compare to previous recessions? I'm thinking like 2009, 2010.
Well, we will. I actually don't have that right in front of me. We're doing the State of the Community report 1 month from today, which will include a bunch of information, economic, as well as social, as well as environmental. And I will pull that out and see. We've never been able to see, you know, we've always been asked, what's the impact of graduation on the local economy? The answer is we've never known because there always was a graduation. Mm. When you look back in recession years, we still had it. But now we see a substantial impact in May from faculty and staff maybe not being as present to students, also had been dismissed already. We'll see the June numbers very soon. And I'd like to remind everybody that if you care deeply about our local community and the economy, then think really twice about it before you shop online. Mm-hmm. Can you get what you need locally? Can you find it from a local provider? They're happy to have a touchless interaction with you. They're happy to ship it to your house.
I've been to a number of places locally, local businesses in our area just in the last couple of weeks shopping around for things, and everyone is doing a really, really good job setting up all kinds of procedures to keep people safe.
Yeah, and they've been practicing that now for weeks, and I think they're going to do a really nice job with you. So if you've been sort of sheltering at home and having Amazon or however you've been having products brought to your house, I really encourage folks, It's time to get out, shop safely. If you wear a mask, you don't touch your face, wash your hands, and then you can safely engage in commerce in this community.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson, Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, again, carolinachamber.org for more on them. What are some success stories that you've seen in the community?
Well, people are adapting. There was a mindset that this would pass, and once it was over, we would return to normal. And there is no normal ahead of us, not for the next 6 months and probably not for the next 18. And so businesses are adapting. And I think just as you described, new procedures, ways to engage, much better online activity, more and more businesses being done through the websites of companies, particularly in retail service. I was talking to a local auto dealer. Automobile sales are strong. Mm-hmm. Residential housing market is strong. So we're seeing great success there. Our banking and our service industry and the attorneys and CPAs, bankers, it's a great time to refinance your mortgage if you are a homeowner with rates now under 3%. And the lease up of new apartments in our community have been going strong. The organizations that are suffering the most are those that are not yet allowed to be open, mm-hmm. our bars and our gyms in particular, and then restaurants that have really struggled to adapt, or whose rent or payroll is too high to accommodate 50 or 70% reduction in revenue.
That is good news about auto sales. I would have thought those would be down.
Well, in April, we were having a conversation with a local dealer. They've got 100 dealerships across the country. April was the worst month in organization history in 50 years. Mm. Worst month. June was the best month in organization history. July is on track to be better than June. So the best month in car sales in that organization's 50-year history took place in June. And then again, July, final numbers are coming in, but look to be ahead. Service is different, though. Service is strong. We're mm-hmm. our friends at Chapel Hill Tire, Performance Auto Mall, now Hendrick South Point, reporting that the servicing cars also has been strong.
Speaking again with Aaron Nelson. So turning to resources available for businesses to help them get through this. I know Chapel Hill's still working on expanding the sidewalk on Franklin Street, and that project's ongoing. How is it going?
Well, it's going very well, and I encourage the community to go down and check it out. They've moved, the parking remains. So the parking lane, the old parking lane on the north side of the street, is now for outside dining for you and your dog and your family and your friends to be properly masked except when dining, but to go out there. It wasn't cheap in order to do the activity, and a lot of work was put into it, but it has now created a place for folks to enjoy the restaurants and the entertainment of downtown in a COVID appropriate way. So we've moved the lanes are slightly narrower. There's not two lanes of traffic in each direction, but the on-street parking remains. And substantial new spaces to engage outdoors. So I would encourage people to go down and see that. Other resources available are some new money to help support businesses. Orange County and Chapel Hill and Carborough worked together and provided over $1 million in direct support to businesses already. The state of North Carolina has opened a new fund. It became available just on Friday, supporting local employers. So folks that did not get any PPP money, people who have kept 90% of their employees, folks that have had at least some reduction in revenue of at least 10%, there's a new $15 million fund of grants from the state of North Carolina, so not a loan, but a grant up to $250,000 to help support payroll. So it'll be based on about 2x average monthly payroll, and everybody who qualifies will get some money. It won't run out. If it is oversubscribed, they'll just reduce the average grant. So folks need to go to the North Carolina Department of Commerce website, just NC Commerce. At the top is a big green bar. You can click on that, and it'll describe that grant. You have only 3 weeks to apply. It closes on September 1.
Again, speaking with Aaron Nelson. So as we wrap up this conversation, other things that folks ought to know about the business community here locally and what individuals or families can do to help?
Well, they should know that the business community cares deeply about their employees and deeply about their customers. They know that if they put their employees in jeopardy, that their business will not be successful. And if they create an unsafe environment for the customer, they won't make it either. So knowing those two things, folks should have confidence that most businesses have set up systems now to engage with you. And now 20 weeks into this crisis, it's time to re-engage in commerce, more local commerce if you are able, and you can count on local businesses to be ready for you in safe and appropriate ways.
CarolinaChamber.org for more on the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Aaron Nelson, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Have a great day.